It was a who's who of politicians and their guests at the VIP party. Guy Fieri from Food Network was there to launch his Baltimore-themed restaurant. Former Pittsburgh Steeler Lynn Swann was also there. He serves on the board of directors of casino owner Caesars Entertainment.
I think this is going to be a great addition to the Baltimore area. I think it's going to be a great attraction. The city's got a population base. I think it's looking for a few more things to do, and I think the casino provide that kind of entertainment.
Swann also said while the heated rivalry between the Steelers and the Ravens will not go away, fans of both teams should come on down.
When you're off the field, you can relax, you can have fun, have a great time.
While the party was going on in the entertainment plaza outside the casino, those who were not VIPs or top members of Caesars incentive program lined up in a parking lot two blocks away. Casino workers gave those waiting in line water and information on the incentive program, possibly for next time. Lines that started modestly during the VIP party wrapped the building by 9 p.m. when the casino opened to the public. Clarice Nelson didn't have far to come. The city resident, who was first in line, arrived at 9 a.m.
What prompted you to come out here so early?
Because I thought maybe it'd be a whole lot of people camping out, but it wasn't. So since I got here at 9, I stayed.
Nelson said she's looking forward to winning $1 million, but kept her expectations small for opening night.
Just win a little bit of money, have some fun, and look at this casino, check out the machines.
Noah Nutter, who drove in from Annapolis, said not only is he looking to win some money, he's looking for some karaoke.
I'm an entertainer. I do Superstitious by Stevie Wonder, and I'm very good at what I do.
Veronica King said she didn't run into any of the traffic problems anticipated on her way to the casino from Baltimore County. However, there was a catch to her trip.
I started ahead of time.
After remarks by Governor Martin O'Malley and Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake, the mayor pulled a giant slot machine handle to open the casino.
1, 2, 3.
As the VIPs were making their way inside, fireworks of a different kind erupted across the casino on Bayard and Russell Streets. About a dozen cab drivers for companies other than Yellow Cab were angry that Yellow has an exclusive contract to pick up guests. Fullerin Fullaweo accused Yellow Cab of operating a monopoly.
Why are we shut out? So many of our drivers cannot even earn a living no more. You work all day, all over the city, no business. So people are sleeping in their car.
Fullaweo said he and his fellow drivers want an equal chance to serve casino customers. Back inside, the party kept on keeping on with Gladys Knight on the stage at 1440, the city's only 24-hour bar and lounge. It will be at least a couple of years before the next party when MGM opens its casino at National Harbor in Prince George's County. I'm Kenneth Burns in South Baltimore for 88.1 WIPR.